Good afternoon, I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Pope Benedict XVI continues his tour around the U.S. today. He held Mass at Nationals Park, the new baseball stadium in Washington. An estimated 46,000 people attended the service. The Pope will make several stops today, speaking at the Catholic University of America and an interfaith prayer service with Buddhists, Muslims, Sikhs, Hindus and Jews at the Pope John Paul II Cultural Center. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is in the middle of a busy day. Earlier, he met with all three presidential candidates at the British Ambassador's residence in Washington. In a little while, he'll head to the White House for a meeting with President Bush. Yesterday, he attended a session of the United Nations and met with Wall Street investors. This is Mr. Brown's second visit to the U.S. as British Prime Minister. Former President Jimmy Carter held another controversial meeting with Hamas under tight security at a Cairo hotel today. Israel and the U.S. have both denounced the talks. Both countries consider Hamas a terrorist organization. When Carter was in Israel, he didn't exactly get the warmest welcome. Top Israeli leaders refused to meet with him. The former president says he's on a private peace mission. He insists it's impossible to have a final peace agreement in the region unless Hamas is involved. Firefighters in Fort Carson, Colorado got a big break in the form of snow. It's helping them keep a 9,000-acre wildfire from spreading. So far, the fire is just 10% contained. Meanwhile, people in Ordway are getting a chance to go back to what's left of their homes. A wildfire there destroyed at least 8 homes. Authorities say it's 100% contained, along with a third wildfire. 3 people have died fighting those fires just this week. Well, those are the highlights this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.